Howard Lutnick, currently serving as the 41st United States Secretary of Commerce, joined Cantor Fitzgerald in 1983, rising rapidly to become its president and CEO at age 29, establishing himself as a prominent Wall Street figure for over three decades, rebuilding Cantor Fitzgerald after the devastating loss of 658 employees, including his brother, in the September 11th, 2001 attacks, an event he somehow missed.
Jeffrey Epstein was your neighbor. He was your neighbor for 10 years. How well did you know him?
All right. So we are in number 11, and he lives in number 9.
The head of Cantor Fitzgerald, Harold Lutnick, just happened to be out of the office that day that the terrorists struck.
When I was talking to Cantor Fitzgerald brokers and bankers in the days leading up to 9/11, they themselves were buying these airline puts. They told me, based on rumors that were coming out of Alex Brown, associated with Buzzy Krongard. So this looks to me as if CIA insiders knew enough about what was going on, but chose to make money rather than blowing the whistle.
He literally watched the plane go into the building, go into the World Trade Center. Amazing story. That alone is an amazing story. He was delayed because his wife insisted that he finally, after years, take his child to school.
Recently, taking the economic wheel on the Trump administration's second term, Lutnick publicly championed and defended the tariffs as essential for national security and economic rebalancing, dismissing concerns about their legality or economic fallout, calling worries about Supreme Court invalidation silly.
In the very unlikely event that you're wrong, what is the contingency plan? You'd have to refund these tariffs, how the hell does that work?
You know, to think about silly things is a waste of time.
The mechanism offered companies an upfront payment of 20 to 30% of the duties paid in exchange for assigning their legal claim to any refund, effectively a litigation finance bet that the tariffs would be ruled unlawful, triggering government repayments of potentially hundreds of billions in collected duties. $175 billion at last count. Many have been quick to debunk the possibility of Lutnick scamming the United States. It is all based on a 2025 Wired magazine article that claimed the firm had already completed a $10 million deal in refund rights, a claim that remains a he said, she said between media reports and company denials. Regardless, Lutnick's myriad of Epstein connections is raining down like meteors from the sky.
We rebuild our house. We move in 2005. Okay. Jeffrey Epstein is arrested in like 08, I think, or something like that.
Right.
So knock on the door. His assistant on like a Saturday says, Mr. Epstein, your neighbor would like to invite you over for coffee.
Nick, I think you understand the root of concern here. It's the way you described very emphatically your first encounter with him in his apartment, said you were disgusted, would never have any contact with him again.
My wife and I decided that I will never be in the room with that disgusting person ever again.
Really?
So I was never in the room with him socially, for business, or for even philanthropy. If that guy was there, I wasn't going because he's gross.
Did you, in fact, make the visit to Jeffrey Epstein's private island?
I did have lunch with him as I was on a boat going across on a family vacation. To suggest there was anything untoward about that in 2012, I don't recall why we did it.
Lutnick is referencing a supposed innocent trip to Epstein Island, referenced in an Epstein email that reveals creepy details about the ages of the children, a constant red flag in the Epstein emails. This is followed up 3 years later with an invite to Jeffrey Epstein to an intimate event for Hillary Clinton at Cantor Fitzgerald from Lutnick, followed by another email 2 years later thanking Epstein for a donation in honor of Howard Lutnick.
Yeah. So that's my story. A one and absolutely done.
This isn't a Trump issue. This is a reminder that the 41st United States Secretary of Commerce works for us, we the people.
And the the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You're listening to The War Room with your host, Rob Dude. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is February 27th, 2026. I am your host, Rob Dude, hosting The War Room until Harrison Smith can make it in. He's been briefly detained, not by any authority figures, but under his own power, but he will be in as soon as he can. And until then, I think the big news of the day so far has been the Bill Clinton deposition going on up in Chappaqua. And just on the heels of that report we did with Howard Lutnick, let's go to this first file. This is Trump. It's a short, very short clip. I think this is Trump on his way on Air Force One or Air Force Two to get to Air Force One. He's taken off, I think, to come to Texas. So they asked him because, all you know, yesterday or day before yesterday, there's a new picture of Howard Lutnick on the island, and Lutnick said he only went there one time. But now we have this picture here. I'll show you there, that one right there. That's old Lutnick. I don't know. I think he's got a little bit of explaining to do. He's not going to be able to laugh this one off. I don't see his family, and I don't see a sailboat anywhere because he said he was on vacation with his family. Yeah, I don't see much of a family around there. It seems like a bunch of dudes hanging out, probably talking about scoring with chicks on the island. Young ladies even. Young girls even. So let's go. This is Trump on Lutnick, clip six.
Howard Lutnick. What's your reaction to that?
Well, Howard would go in and do whatever he has to say. He's a very innocent guy. He's doing a good job.
Well, you know, Lutnick probably told him, Mr. President, I had nothing to do with this. I don't know. You know, we just live next door to each other. I don't know how this happened. Suddenly I slipped and I'm on the island. Oy vey. Representative Luna came out today and said, based on the testimony today, that she thinks Epstein was running intelligence gathering operations, and that's why they targeted Bill Clinton and other people like that. So they could, because that's, you know, he was brokering in information. This is what Epstein seemed to be brokering in anything. He was like, I think someone said he was like a storefront. You know, you want some women, you want some eggs, you want, you know, an aborted baby inject into you. You want a clone. You want some guns. You want to come to the island. See, it's all there. He's like kind of a jack of all trades. You want me to take your money and make more money with it? That's kind of what Epstein was. So here's a clip one with Representative Luna earlier today.
In lines of questioning that Jeffrey Epstein was running a intelligence gathering operation. In my professional opinion, I do believe it was a honeypot operation. And I do believe that there's a list of individuals who did engage in trafficking, were given these plea deals, and I'm going to name those individuals right now. The first one would be Leslie Groff. The second one, Sarah Kellen. The third one, Nadia Markova. And the fourth one, Adriana Ross. All of these women engaged in the trafficking of minors as adults. They were working and complicit with Jeffrey Epstein's operation. And in my opinion, they are not to be given victim status because they did partake in harming young girls. I remember seeing in some of the files, some of these girls were, you know, as young as 10, 11 years old and older. And so obviously we have a lot of work to do, but I did want to come and give an update and let.
And I believe Nadia Markova was a pilot for Epstein. I believe that was her name. We did a report on this in, at the end of 2019, after Epstein had been killed. Of course, we released with the false flags, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And then we had a guy come in here who was a whistleblower. I guess he was a whistleblower. He had some insider information. We didn't put him on camera, but he had a lot of good information. And what it was centered around was the way they would shop for these girls. They had them dress up. Remember, there's these Amazon buys that Epstein was making where he's getting a lot of uniforms, and it looked like, you know, these skirts. And I'm like, I recognize that. That was from our report back in 2019 where they had girls dressed up as flight attendants, and they're doing stuff like this, and they're standing there. And it was really bad video. It was like put together. It looked like by amateurs, but it would make sense. Is that the same one? No. See, it's the one on the right there. I think she's the one that that we did a lot on because that was the flight. I don't know. The flight networks were still up and running. Yeah, Nadia. Yeah, Markanova. Yeah, there it is. So you could find that on band.video. I think if you go in and you type in Epstein flight network still in operation, something like that, you can find that. It's an over an hour report talking about all this information we had on her and others. She seemed to be a victim when she was younger, but then she stayed on probably because it was good money to fly Epstein and people around and probably recruit girls and whatnot. Let's go to Comer now. This is Comer, how Bill Clinton testified under oath, and that he said Donald Trump was not involved. So now we got Clinton exonerating him. We already have the FBI exonerating him, saying he's the one who turned him in. But will this stop the people that just want this to be about Trump? Probably not. This is clip three.
President Clinton said that's for you to decide, and the president went on to say that the president Trump has never said anything to me to make me think he was involved, and he meant with Epstein. So just, I know there's a lot of curiosity about President Trump. I thought that was an interesting thing that President Clinton said. So I'll let the Democrats have the podium, and they can answer your questions. But we'll.
So, yeah, they had the Democrats coming on. The Democrats were like, we want Trump to come testify. We want him. And so they're not going to be happy until they get him in the chair, even though, you know, they've gone after him left and right with things. You know, indicting him supposedly with these secret, top secret files, even though he's the president, he can, at the time he was the president. Didn't do anything about Joe Biden, though. That was okay. But now we have this exclusive video leaked of Bill Clinton's Jeffrey Epstein congressional testimony. This dropped earlier today. This is a pretty amazing video. So join me in looking at this exclusive video here. Bill seems to have developed a bit of a mustache in this, but he's going to read his official statement. This is the official statement on video. Here it is.
The second reason I'm here is that the girls and women that I was unable to rape, and I'm sorry they were able to escape, but the children I ate were delicious. Sorry, he didn't say that. He didn't say this. The second reason I'm here is for the cocaine. I know you guys got a lot of it. I heard Hunter might be here later. Sorry. This is actually him.
Stop it, Jones.
I love David Rockefeller. I love Bill Gates. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, buddy boy. Oh, this is better than a Big Mac. Let me get back to this work I'm doing here real quick. The second reason I'm here is that the girls and women whose lives Jeffrey Epstein destroyed deserve not only justice but healing. They've been waiting for too long for both. Though my brief acquaintance with Epstein in thousands of meetings, sorry, through my brief acquaintance where I met him once and shook his hand at a train station, I'm sorry, through my brief acquaintance with the Epstein's ended years before its crimes came to light, and though the Democratic Party fought to cover him up so well, we failed, no, sorry, and though I never witnessed during our limited interactions at the secret island or the hundreds of meetings and all over the planes and flying around the world with other known pedophiles with him, sorry, let me see, I'm just adding the truth here. Back to the real thing. Through my brief acquaintance with Epstein ended years before his crimes came to light, and though I never witnessed during our limited interactions an indication of what was truly going on, you made Hillary come in. She had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. Nothing. Sure, she goes to witches' conferences and guzzles adrenochrome, but that's all right. Sorry. But before we start, I have to get personal. You made Hillary come in. She had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. Nothing. I did not have sex with that woman either, or give missile secrets to China, though I did. Since I'm under oath, I will not falsely state that I am looking forward to your questions, but I am ready to answer them to the best of my abilities, consistent with the facts as I know them, the legitimate, logical, and even the outlandish. With that, Mr. Chairman, fire away. And please, any of you have any cocaine or adrenochrome, thank you.
And that was just the sizzler. This is the full statement right now, exclusive to InfoWars.com.
Bill Clinton just put out his opening statement to Congress. Again, it's closed door, but they're allowing reporters in, and we have a written statement by Bill Clinton. And it's exactly what you would expect. I did not have sex with that woman. I don't know even who she is. This is ridiculous, okay? I don't even know what cocaine is. I have no idea what you're talking about. Never been to that island. I don't know that guy. That's crazy. Yeah. Bill Clinton just dropped his opening statement to Congress on Epstein. I saw nothing and I did nothing wrong. These are quotes. I had no idea the crimes Epstein was committing. By the time he was 2008 guilty plea came to light, I had long stopped associating with him. It's not true. They set up the Clinton Foundation. I mean, right after that, she was at the wedding, Ghislaine Maxwell. I'm not bound by my oath to speculate or guess 24 years later. Defense Hillary, quote, she had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein, never visited any of his properties like I did his island. Oh, God. Oh, boy. Did not nurse. He didn't say that. He did say she had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein, never visited any of his properties. His swearing under oath that he knew Zillick and cut ties early. Now, that's a shocker. So, here's the full statement. You mean to read this in Clinton's voice? President Clinton's opening statement to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Good morning. Welcome to Chappaquiddick. Yeah, they went to him, just like with Les Wexner. I'm here today for two reasons. The first is I love my country, and America was built upon the idea that no person is above the law, even presidents, especially presidents. Yeah, their whole new spin is they want Trump now to be before the committee. Democracy requires every person to play their part, and I hope that by being here today, we can bring ourselves a little further away from the brink and back to being a country where we can disagree with one another civilly while my surrogates viciously attack and burn down the country and we try to cut your son's penises off. Sorry, he didn't say that. He didn't say this. Democracy requires we put fentanyl on the streets and fluoride in your water. David Rockefeller, I love you. Sorry. Actually, back to what he said. Democracy requires every person to play their part. And I hope that shipping drugs into mean Arkansas and killing all those kids was a good thing. I don't love Satan. Oh, hell, Satan. Sorry.
I'm going to stop now. I'm going to actually read what he said.
Democracy requires every person to play their part. And I hope by being here today, we can bring ourselves a little further away from the brink and back to being a country where we can disagree with one another civilly, where the search for truth and justice outweighs the partisan urge to score points and create a spectacle. I'll do my part, and I hope you'll do yours. Oh, yeah. Well, my surrogates burn everything down and literally say white people are evil and America must die. Yeah. And our emails and WikiLeaks say we were going to create a race war. Oh, we love you. Oh, we're liberal. Oh, God. The second reason I'm here is that the girls and women's who lives Jeffrey Epstein destroyed deserve not only justice but healing.
Oh, you mean to try to get right in there? Okay. this isn't really funny, but I'm
Epstein ended years before. Here we go. The second reason I'm here is that the girls and women that I was unable to rape, and I'm sorry they were able to escape, but the children I ate were delicious. Sorry, he didn't say that. He didn't say this. The second reason I'm here is for the cocaine. I know you guys got a lot of it. I heard Hunter might be here later. Sorry. This is actually him.
Stop it, Jones.
Got a little cocaine booger up there. Mm-hmm. Tasty one right there. Mm-hmm. Good for you. I love David Rockefeller. I love Bill Gates. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, buddy boy. Oh, this is better than a Big Mac. Let me get back to this work I'm doing here real quick. The second reason I'm here is that the girls and women who... lives Jeffrey Epstein destroyed deserve not only justice but healing. They've been waiting for too long for both. Though my brief acquaintance with Epstein in thousands of meetings, sorry, through my brief acquaintance where I met him once and shook his hand at a train station, I'm sorry, through my brief acquaintance with the Epstein's ended years before its crimes came to light. And though the Democratic Party fought to cover him up so well, we failed. No, sorry. And though I never witnessed during our limited interactions at the Secret Island or the hundreds of meetings and all over the planes and flying around the world with other known pedophiles with him. Sorry. Let me see. I'm just adding the truth here. Back to the real thing. Through my brief acquaintance with Epstein ended years before his crimes came to light, and though I never witnessed during our limited interactions an indication of what was truly going on, I am here to offer what little I know so that it might prevent anything like this from ever happening before. Sure. But before we start, I need a little more cocaine. But before we start, I have to get personal. See, the psycho's telling you, I'm personal, I'm a real person. You made Hillary come in. She had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. That's right. Hillary never did nothing wrong.
I came, I saw, he died.
But before we start, I have to get personal with my beard, Hillary. You made Hillary come in. She had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. Nothing. Sure, she goes to witches' conferences and guzzles adrenochrome, but that's all right. Sorry. But before we start, I have to get personal. You made Hillary come in. She had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. Nothing. I did not have sex with that woman either, or give missile secrets to China, though I did.
All right, I'm stopping now. The real statement's up there, but most of this is real. I'm just making jokes about each piece of it, or just really filling in the truth.
She had nothing to do with Epstein. Nothing. She has no memory or even meeting him. She neither traveled with him nor visited any of his properties, whether you subpoenaed 10 people or 10,000, including her, was simply not right. Oh, my goodness. Including her was not right.
Because you guys never had sex. Webster Hubble had your horse-faced daughter, Mr. Ed 2.0. It's not a beard that he's gay. It's a beard that it's a political marriage.
We began this hearing with me raising my hand and taking an oath to tell the truth. But everyone has responsibility to be honest with those they represent. I represent Satan, so I'm going to lie to you. Whether you raise your right hand or not, each and every one of us owes nothing less than truth and accuracy to the American people, my sworn enemy, hail Satan.
And it just goes on from there. Here's the really good part.
Now let me say what you're going to hear from me. First, I had no idea of the crimes Epstein was committing. No matter how many photos you show me, I have two things that at the end of the day matter more than your interrogation of those 20-year-old photos. I know what I saw, and more importantly, what I did see. I know what I did, and more importantly, what I didn't do, and I'm also a known certified congenital liar. I saw nothing. I did nothing wrong.
This is unbelievable. Trubba bubba. But even with 2020 hindsight, as someone who grew up in a home with domestic abuse, oh, she's a victim, not only would I not have flown on his plane if I had any link or what he was doing, I would have turned him in myself and led the call for justice for the crimes. Not a sweetheart deal. But even with 2020 hindsight, I saw nothing that ever gave me pause. We are only here because he hid it from everyone so well for so long. And by the time it came to light with his 2008 guilty plea, I had long stopped associating with him. He's going to be caught in the lines. He sent thousands of emails about delivering sex slaves and to all the politicians and people. Yeah, Clinton, no one knew anything. What did McCain's wife say? Oh, we all knew forever he was doing it. You often hear me say that I don't recall. That might be unsatisfying, but I am not going to say something if I'm not sure. This was a long time ago, and I am bound by my oath not to speculate or to guess. This is not merely for my benefit, but because it doesn't help you for me to play detective 24 years later. Since I'm under oath, I will not falsely state that I am looking forward to your questions, but I am ready to answer them to the best of my abilities, consistent with the facts as I know them, the legitimate, logical, and even the outlandish. With that, Mr. Chairman, fire away. And please, do any of you have any cocaine or adrenochrome? Thank you. So there you go. We didn't plan that. They just pulled up that head. Who used to do that? Conan O'Brien? Or they like put the thing on screen? You know, it's not funny. I shouldn't even be laughing about it. These people are completely full of crap at a level never before seen.
That was all done live today, by the way. All done live. That's how we do it here at InfoWars. You know, where I akin us to being jazz musicians. So you could check that out. Exclusive leaked video leaked of Bill Clinton's Jeffrey Epstein congressional testimony as read by Alex Jones. It's going viral on X. Pass it around. And don't forget, everything we do here is supported by the alexjonesstore.com. And don't forget, Monday, March 2nd, so you got through the weekend to buy Ultimate Creatine Powder, and you get the CMOS gummies or Shilajit gummies for free. That's right, folks. I mean, the creatine's amazing, not only helping your muscles, but also helping your brain. My second son is taking creatine all the time, and he said it's totally helped him in school and everything, so it's boosting his brain power. It can boost yours, too. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com, and you get a free CMOS gummies or Shilajit gummies for free. Ultimate Creatine Powder. It's foundational. It's everything. Everything you need to get your body and your mind going. And plus 25% off apparel. That also ends Wednesday at March 4th. So 25% off apparel. And then you got buy one, get one free. Ends Monday, March 2nd of Ultimate Creatine Powder. And get your CMOS gummies or Shilajit gummies for free. It supports everything we do here. And we'll be right back after this short break. Thank you for watching and participating. Be sure you spread those links. You're watching The War Room.
Alert, alert, alert. We're engaged in world-changing information here. The worldwide satanic pedophile networks, the poison shots, depopulation, the classified CIA documents about poisoning the food and water and medicines to make us dumb and more docile and controllable and to make us sick and die. Operation Artichoke fully declassified this week. Total vindication of this broadcast. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale, and that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies. Each gummy is equivalent to like 40 grams or something of Irish Sea Moss. It's so good for you. A bunch of other super nutrients. And our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free. That's a $35 value. Absolutely free with our creatine. There's also store-wide 25% off all apparel. That ends midnight Wednesday, March 4th. But let me just overhead shot show TV viewers a couple of things right here. KU Medical Center. Creatine shows potential to boost cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Just type in creatine Alzheimer's. Creatine and cognition and aging, a systematic review of evidence in older adults, a major study. HHS Public Access. Effects of creatine supplementation on cognitive function of healthy individuals, a systematic review of randomized controlled trials. And it's not just good for your brain, it's good for your heart, your muscles, everything. Everybody always thinks of it for muscles, but it's every organ, folks, and you gotta get the right kind of creatine. We have the best. Here's BBC telling the truth. The bodybuilding supplement that boosts brain power. I mean, my God, I was taking creatine in high school. I could bench press 350 pounds and weighed 180 pounds. Squatting 600. My strength just exploded once I got on creatine. But what's it do for your brain? Want bigger gains in your brain? Six facts about creatine and brain health. Get your creatine already discounted and get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss and or Shilajit until Monday, March 2nd at midnight, and it funds the operation. Take action now at thealexshieldstore.com. Plus, 25% off all apparel, t-shirts, hats, and hoodies ends midnight, Wednesday, March 4th. Take advantage of that. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. I want just Americana stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. I gave the concept great guys over there and gals. All up in Arkansas, where Bigley's based. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. It's got a cool deal on the right-hand shoulder. And there's just, it's over 700 shirts now. That's the only problem, is that you find a shirt, you get it, you like it, you want to buy another one. Takes me like, if you don't remember the name of the shirt, it takes you like an hour to find it. But that's a good problem to have.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Doom. You know, Epstein is the news gift that keeps on giving, because the more they try to just say there's nothing to see here, the more we keep finding. Like this, for instance, you know, we just played Bill Clinton reading his statement on the air. We had exclusive video of that. It's pretty eye-opening, I thought, especially with all the asides he kept making while he was trying to concentrate on his statement, but then he kept revealing the truth about what he really is. This is from an O'Keefe report, O'Keefe Media Group, OMG. He released this in September of 2025, and this is a DOJ investigator revealing that Epstein was CIA and confirmed rapes occurred while Bill Clinton was on the plane. But, you know, he didn't know anything. He didn't know. He doesn't know what. I did not have rapes with that woman. So here he is. This is the O'Keefe clip. This is just a short clip. We may play the full investigation later, but this is just 40 seconds of it. Here's clip five.
It's not talked about yet, but it'll soon come out.
Uh-huh.
that he was a CIA informant.
He was a CIA informant.
He was a CIA informant. I think he's protecting a lot of other people. It's not, he's not protecting himself because there's nothing there, but he's protecting a lot of people.
Because Trump's now saying it's a hoax, of the case is like a hoax or something. I mean, come on, you know it's not a hoax. He's been on the plane, you know, many times. Mm-hmm. It's just he was never on the plane with the kids.
I've seen the itineraries, and I've interviewed all the victims. There's never been an instance where Trump was on a plane with these kids mm-hmm. and a rape occurred. But that can't be said for Clinton, and it can't be said for others. While the Clintons were on the plane, while Bill Clinton was on the plane, there were rapes that occurred.
That's interesting. He says, while the Clintons were... Back up so we can read that little text there. He said, while the Clintons were on the plane. So that would... See, while the Clintons were on the plane, while Bill Clinton was on the plane, there were rapes that occurred. So that would lead me to believe that Hillary Clinton was possibly on there. Or maybe it was just Chelsea. Maybe Chelsea and Bill were enjoying a tasty morsel on the plane without Hillary. Maybe Hillary is... Maybe she's an innocent dolphin and we've gotten her all wrong. I think it was it Hillary that said if Trump gets in, we're all going to hang, or was that her chief of staff? So, you know, Clinton says she never met Jeffrey Epstein. She speaks to the press. We haven't seen Bill come out yet, but we do have a stream right there, and it looks like a door keeps opening and closing. So we may run to that. Meanwhile, Trump has flown to Texas. He did some answered some questions with Ted Cruz about energy policy. Which, what's that? Do you have it? Okay, we don't have it yet. We're working on grabbing that. We saw it come out live. There's also, it looks like there's going to be a Trump rally. Let's just show people the Trump rally real quick. It's a large group of people out there. It looks like in the Corpus Christi, Houston area, right on the coast. If you ever go down to the coast of Houston, there's, you see those big white cylinders. That's just full of crude oil and other chemicals and stuff. And then we got the giant barges and, you know, it looks like a couple barges there, big bridge in the background. And, you know, people are going to be lining up to see Trump. Seems like he's going to do another type of rally, like a small rally, short rally. But you can still see people still are interested in seeing the president. People are happy with what he's doing. I mean, he's probably brought a lot of jobs to the Houston area, especially with the energy sector. So that should be interesting to see. Let's go to this one. This is finishing up on Bill Clinton. This is Representative Luna going into a little more in-depth on Bill Clinton and not just how, you know, it was a honeypot operation, but, you know, she goes in a little more detail about the intelligence gathering that was going on. Here it is.
What I will say is it has become very evident, even in the last 24 hours in lines of questioning, that Jeffrey Epstein was running a intelligence gathering operation. In my professional opinion, I do believe it was a honeypot operation. And I do believe that there is a list of individuals who did engage in trafficking, were given these plea deals. And I'm going to name those individuals right now. The first one would be Leslie Groff. The second one, Sarah Kellen. The third one, Nadia Markova. And the fourth one, Adriana Ross. All of these women engaged in the trafficking of minors as adults. They were working and complicit with Jeffrey Epstein's operation. And in my opinion, they are not to be given victim status because they did partake in harming young girls. I remember seeing in some of the files, some of these girls were, you know, as young as 10, 11 years old and older. And so obviously we have a lot of work to do, but I did want to come and give an update and let you know that President Clinton, as of right now, is cooperative and answering all of our questions, and that it leads me to believe that if we can remove the partisan nature of this investigation, we actually might be able to get justice. And so I will be calling on the Oversight Committee to bring in those four individuals that I just listed. We will continue to conduct the investigation and provide updates shortly for all of you. It is in my opinion, I don't think the opinion of the committee, but I do believe that Jeffrey Epstein was targeting many politicians many influential people, especially in regards to economic policy, etc. And I do believe that it was possible that not just him, but likely Secretary Clinton, as well as a number of other people, were targeted due to an intelligence gathering operation. I think the American people will agree with me on that. But again, I don't want to get into too much of the specifics of the deposition, and I will be able to tell you at least once this is over. And we will be also trying to release those recordings from Secretary's deposition yesterday, as well as President Clinton's as soon as possible. Thank you, guys.
So that was Representative Luna, kind of expounding on what she said earlier. Meanwhile, Kushner and I think it was Steve Witkoff were meeting in Geneva with Iran. It seems like those talks have broken down. We've got on Infowars.com, Iran rejects U.S. excessive demands, but next talk scheduled for Wednesday, which is good. So we probably won't have any attacks over the weekend, which means everybody can, you know, probably have a normal weekend, but then next week sometime, it's probably going to kick off at some point. Trump said a week ago that Tehran had 2 weeks to agree to Washington's terms, and so the clock is ticking as the huge American military buildup in the region continues. And don't forget, we have, and this might also be a stalling technique, because we had that carrier, aircraft carrier, the Gerald Ford, that had some issues with their toilets. And there's some rumors out there that it was intentionally clogged by sailors because they didn't want to fight, which I could see that. You know, they're kind of sitting ducks out there for those missiles. They're definitely in range of lots of missiles, and they're probably wondering, you know, why are we going to war with these people again? Didn't the White House put out the White House released this, and the cover sheet was Iran's nuclear capabilities have been totally destroyed, and that was last year. So they already rebuild them? I mean, that's what they said. They said they were totally destroyed. Meanwhile, Afghanistan Taliban government at war with nuclear-armed Pakistan. Pakistan-Afghanistan exchanged military strikes along the border Friday morning in a conflict that began to intensify in October. Last rock Kabul and several other regions as Islamabad launched Operation Ghazib il-Haq, the Wrath of Justice, following Afghanistan carrying out attacks on Pakistan military positions hours earlier, in which two Pakistani soldiers were killed and three others were wounded. The spokesperson for the Pakistani prime minister said Islamabad killed dozens of Afghan fighters and destroyed several of their military posts and armored vehicles as a retaliatory response, but Afghanistan tells a different story. They said their initial attack was in retaliation for Pakistan air raids last week. You know, it's interesting because you got Afghanistan, Pakistan, and then India. And Pakistan looks like Indians and Afghanis kind of bred together because they're kind of like a lighter shade of Indian. And it's funny, you know, they talk about America being racist, and here you got three groups that pretty much look exactly the same, worship Muhammad, and none of them can get along. It's always funny how, you know, you have people say the United States is so racist, and here you got like just three groups of people that can't get along together. And don't get me started on the caste system. The cowardly Pakistan military has carried out airstrikes in certain areas of Kabul, Kandahar, and Patika. Fortunately, there have been no reported casualties, Taliban government spokesperson said. So there are tweets about that. Now, we do have a video of Trump earlier with Ted Cruz taking questions. I haven't watched this. I haven't reviewed it. So we'll watch and analyze together. Here it is.
Pretty much, yeah. No, not yet. I don't want to discuss that. Is everybody having a good time? Do you know how big this is? Millions and millions of barrels of oil are pouring right in here. It's a great thing. No, the relationship with Venezuela has been amazing.
Do you have a message for Iran?
Well, they should make a deal, but they don't want to quite go far enough, and it's too bad. Look, we've been playing with them for 47 years, and that's a long time. They've been blowing the legs off our people, blowing the face off our people, the arms. They've been knocking out ships one by one. I mean, every month there's something else. So you can't put up with it too long. We're not happy with the negotiation. They just don't want to They don't want to say the key words, we're not going to have a nuclear weapon. They have to say, we're not going to have a nuclear weapon. And they just can't quite get there. They want to enrich a little bit. You don't have to enrich when you have that much oil. So I'm not happy with the negotiation. I say no enrichment. Not 20%, 30%. They always want 20%, 30%. They want it for civilian, you know, for civil. I think it's uncivil. So I'm not happy with it, though.
Sir, how close are you to making a decision on strikes? How close are you to making a decision on strikes?
I'd rather not tell you. You would have had the greatest scoop in history, right? You know?
Trump, tell us all your plans. What you're going to do quickly.
Well, they're going. I mean, we're negotiating right now, but they're not getting to the right answer. And we're not going to see people. We're not going to see what's happened for 47 years keep going. 47 years we've been doing this with them. The Obama deal was the worst deal. Nobody ever saw a deal so stupid. Right now, if you did the Obama deal, if that held, if I didn't terminate it, Iran would have a nuclear weapon, and it would be a whole different ballgame. That Obama deal was one of the worst, one of the dumbest deals I've ever seen.
Yep.
First of all, it was very short term. It would long be over. You know that. Would be not. I terminated it. But if I didn't, it would be over by now anyway. But the Obama deal, what he did was one of the dumber deals. I've seen a lot of dumb deals. That would be one of the dumber deals. I'm not concerned. No. I'm concerned about people's lives. I'm concerned about long-term health for this country. That's what I'm concerned about. Yeah, he did.
What did he say?
I can't tell you that.
Is there any progress?
I can't tell you that. I can't tell you. But I do like... Come here. Do you want to see something nice? Come here. Look at that.
Big, beautiful oil.
Right out of Venezuela. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you, everybody.
And what he's referring to is we've seized a few ships through court order, by the way. People are like, oh, we're just seizing ships. No, there's a court order because they're violating some sanction, which allows us to go through and then seize these ships because they're breaking the sanctions we've imposed. And I'm not positive if it's oil coming from Venezuela, if it's leaving Venezuela going to Iran or other countries, or if it's coming from Iran to Venezuela to be refined. But I do know that Venezuela has very thick crude, and the places on the Gulf Coast are very open to doing that thick crude oil. I used to live over near a bunch of refineries in southwestern Louisiana. And that's what they do. I mean, there's you chemical plants, you work at the casino, or you go to college there, and there's not much else. Sort of like a third world state, that part. But everybody has a job. And so, you know, there's not a lot of unemployment, not a lot of homeless walking around because there's a job if you want one. Oh, today, actually, it was with all this Iran news, the ambassador Huckabee, one of the greatest bass players of all time, put out the evacuation order for embassy staff in Israel, non-essential embassy staff. So they begun evacuating non-emergency personnel from the embassy in Israel and their family members, citing safety risks amid growing tensions with Iran. The new urgent announcement also strongly suggests that whatever military action ensues, it will most likely involve a joint operation between the U.S. and Israel. Some have warned that Washington is essentially about to go to war on behalf of what are fundamentally Israel's interests in the region. People in Israel would further be at risk, given the potential for Hezbollah to renew strikes on the country's north, and then their threats of Houthi attacks from the south, as what happened in the last conflict in June. Fox News correspondent Lucas Thomas noted that the last time the embassy issued such an evacuation order, it occurred just 8 days before Operation Midnight Hammer. So if we're today, it's Friday, then you're looking at next Saturday. To be a strike, or our next Friday a strike, depending on the time difference. Because he might have put this out on Thursday. Or no, he said announced Friday. So there's that. So we could have something by next week. You know, Trump said 2 weeks. You know what happens with 2 weeks? Usually it means two more weeks.
Guys, see if you can grab this video. This was Salt from Salt and Peppa. You might remember them from the 80s or 90s hip-hop group, Salt and Peppa. They also had one of their members. I remember she died, I think, at a car wreck in South or Central America. She was going on some trip looking for different cures with all the herbs and, I don't know, plants that grow down there. She was on alternative health stuff in the 90s, and I think she, or maybe the early 2000s, she died. I remember when that happened. It was sad. But Salt and Pepper, rapper Salt, sounds the alarm about the satanic elite, New World Order, and Mark of the Beast system being forced on humanity. Cheryl James, also known as Salt, from the 1990s hip-hop trio Salt and Pepper. I remember them from the 80s, but maybe they became big in the 90s. Exposed the satanic and Luciferian elites who run the world in a viral social media post this week. They own the government, politics, Democrats, Republicans, the court system, the education system, the banks, the Federal Reserve, real estate, farms, Hollywood. What we watch, the music we listen to, what we believe, sports, big pharma, everything. So why is she coming out now? Let's see what she has to say, and then maybe we'll talk about that, why she's coming out. Here it is.
Hey, y'all. So the cat's out the bag. I've been studying this type of thing for years, but you can't really talk about it because people will think that you're crazy. So now we know Satanists and Luciferians run the world. Second Corinthians, it describes that Satan is the god of this world. They own the government, politics, Democrats and Republicans, the court system, the education system, the banks, the Federal Reserve, real estate, farms, Hollywood, what we watch, music, what we listen to, media, what we believe, sports, big pharma, everything. We pay their taxes, we work their jobs, we buy their houses. We don't own anything, really, because even if we paid for a house outright, if we miss paying taxes one time, they can take the home. We've been pitted against each other like crazy forever. Black versus white, rich versus poor, men versus women, Democrats versus Republicans, Muslims against Christians. We fight over narratives that they've created to keep us divided while they're doing whatever they want. Hunting, killing, sexually assaulting, sacrificing, torturing, cannibalizing, yes, cannibalizing, and organ harvesting our children, grooming them and over-sexualizing them, teaching them inappropriate things in school. They start wars and they tell us it's this country or that country, or it's this religion who's our enemy. And our kids go to war to defend lies. They fund both sides of the war and make billions of dollars while our family members are sacrificed. We have been bamboozled beyond our wildest dreams. Everything we've been fed is a lie. So what do we do? If you're like me, it's like, okay, we got the information, but what do? We can't impeach the president because that's up to Congress. The only power we have is our dollars, our prayers, and our voices. Some people will laugh at that, but when it comes to their God, they're on their job. They pray to their God, they worship him, they murder, assault children, make blood sacrifices. They are very dedicated to making sure their God is pleased with them. We can stop feeding the beast with our dollars. When things are exposed, we can stop giving them our money. I'm not telling you who you should buy from or where to spend your money, but I do encourage you to investigate the companies you patronize. Find out who they are, what their practices are, what their beliefs are. I know we love certain brands, but do we know their history? Who owns your bank? Is there another place that you can put your money? Because if they decide, they can close the banks whenever they want, or they can freeze our accounts if we don't comply with their narrative. They're purposely poisoning our water, air, and food. So support your local farmers if you have access. I know everyone doesn't have access. I understand that. Buy fresh, real food. Buy land if you can. Grow food if that's in your heart. Even this information we've been exposed to, I think it's designed to see what we will do. This information can make us feel helpless and depressed and even more complacent, giving them even more control to usher in their new world order, their one world government, one currency, one world dictatorship where we have no rights at all. So we can refuse digital ID. We can support smaller venues. We can spread and share information. If we can, we can homeschool our children. Support local farmers, it's healthier, it's cleaner. Get back to eating whole foods. If you can, try and go direct to consumer. And according to Revelation, yes, we are being led to a choice, right? It talks about the mark of the beast in Revelation 13, 16 through 17. You can read it for yourself, but that's basically where this is all headed, and it's unfolding right in front of us. There'll be a time that we won't be able to buy or sell unless we take the mark. Can you imagine one world government, one religion, one currency, total dictatorship, total control? Let's do what we can. Spread information, and God bless you guys.
Now, imagine if Salt and Pepper were rapping about that in the 90s. I mean, can you imagine the heads that would have exploded? And there would have still been people going, yeah, she's right. She's right. So, I posted this. I was on the American Journal earlier this week, and we did a whole expose on the glyphosate and how they don't even use it anymore to kill weeds. It's basically sprayed on the wheat before they harvest it so to help it dry out so it doesn't rot. Because, you know, before 2006, we never had wheat. For the thousands of years of agriculture, we didn't have wheat. We had no way to dry it until, thank God, Big Pharma came along and gave us glyphosate to spray on it. Well, I plugged this place. I'm going to plug them now here, too. OvenFreshDelivery.com. You order it. They send it to you. Glyphosate-free bread right there. So don't put this poison into your body. And that's what Salt was telling you. Don't put the poison into your body. Find some alternatives. Also, there's the web app, WEBB app, on the App Store. You can look and see who really owns the companies that you're buying from. Because sometimes you think it says, oh, it says Oven Fresh Made Daily, you know, and it's actually some giant conglomerate. But there's ovenfreshdelivery.com. They make granola. They have sprouted stuff. No sugar, no fiber. I like this. Here, come to this, guys, right here. So we got... It's sesame free. I'll move that way. Sesame free, dairy free, nut free, but it's got coconut oil, glyphosate free, organic, egg free. But this is what I love the best. Soy free. No, I like this the best. Certified delicious. There it is. Certified delicious right there. I don't know where you get that certification, but there it is. Certified delicious. I'm trying them out. And, you know, stop taking this poison. Stop putting this poison in your body and in the body of your children. You know, Brianna had, it was yesterday, a farmer on. That's a good story. You guys might want to play. It's like a 4-minute video. Maybe we'll play that at the top of the hour if y'all can find it. It's a farmer who has 15 tumors in his head, been messing with glyphosate since he was a little boy with his granddad. Had skin cancer, got rid of that. Then he falls down one day. Oh, he's got 15 tumors. You know? And what's he? He's spreading the word. So spread the word. Oh, well, y'all didn't put it up on screen. That's not my fault. I heard web, W-E-B-B. Yeah, so you got to put it up on screen. And then see, there's no title. That's Ian Carroll's app that tells you where you can find certain foods and who's really behind them.
We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff. classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.